We're up to Chav Dalet. Okay, it's Shem Gedalia. We're up to the Chav Dalet on the base, the very bottom of Masechta Nazir. Whoa. But this also wrong. They make it even higher. Okay. The Mishnah was talking about a woman who made a neder to be a nazir, and then her husband came and undid it, right? And undid it. So we said that if the animal was his, then nothing happened. If the animal was hers, if it the chatas, remember the three kabbalas, the chatas has to die. Yeah, that last thing we discussed, how was hers? Gave it to her without condition. Husband has no sharing it. The chatas you let it die, and the oila you bring as an oila, and the shlamim you bring as a shlamim, but it's like a half a shlamim. Instead of being 2 days in the night, you only eat one day in the night, and so on. What happens if she set aside and you don't put any bread? If she set aside money and she didn't specify where the money is going to, we take all that money and we use it for the kabbanas that go under the dover. If she specified the money, then the money that she specified for chatas you throw away, and so on. So the Gemara wants to know how you lay my stumim. If you didn't specify where the money is, you pull a dove, you take all that money and you use it to buy kabbanas and your dove. So the question is, but included in that money, there's a shlamim, there's an oila, but there's also a chattis. And a chattis, you cannot, you bring as an adobe. So how can you take all that money and use it for an adobe? The top of Chavayim and Aleph. Isn't there money of a chattis mixed into that as well? Amr Abiyah, two answers to the Rabbi Yechel comes along and says, you want to know, l'chayda, how can you say all that money goes for the adobe, or Chavayim and Aleph, the top line? How can all the money is used for kabbalah? For the davar, l'chayda, including that money, there's also some chatas money. So we answer, Rabbi Yechon answers, halachi benozit. Halachi, when you see the benozit, that even though there's chatas money included, this, because it's part of a whole mixture, you can use the total money for the davar. The shalaki says, no, there's actually a pasuk. Halachi, there's a pasuk for it. It says in the pasuk, you tell the Eden that you should bring a carbon. It says, l'chol nidrehem, all the nedarim, all the chol nidvaisim, all the nedavis. We're going to learn as if nedarim and nedavis, one followed the other. Whatever is left over money from your neder can be used for nedava. So if you made a neder, a nazir is a neder. You made a neder to be a nazir, and then you didn't use that money, turn the bishop was not a nazir because the husband undid it, then all that money, including the chatas money, can be used for nedava. That's how we learn it from. Hater amra, maisa nedi nedava. All that money can be used for nedava. Says the Gemara. Says that's halacha Moshe b'Sinai, so it's unique by Nazir, but Nazir amtulahachi. Therefore, also we can understand why the Mishnah makes a difference if you specified where the money's going or if you made it general. If you didn't specify, you just said, okay, I'm coming in Nazir. You set aside $1,000, but you didn't say how much is for a chattis. That's called ma'yistumin. You didn't specify. So then it makes sense. Ma'yistumin halacha b'Sinai, even though part of that $1,000 must be used for a chattis, but in this case, you can use an entire $1,000 for karbanas adam. But if you specify 300 for chatas and so on and so forth, because you specify this money is a chatas, that money has to be thrown to Yalam Melech. I can see the difference because Allah Mashiach Sinai. But I'm to lock it there for stumin in, tafke if it's stam, but before Rashim Loi. But according to the Shlokish, that we have a pasuk that says any leftover money from a nedir can be used for the dover. So what if I specify that this $300 should be a chatas, but now that it's left over from my nedir, because I'm not using it, because I'm not a nazir, so l'chayre l'chol nidrei and l'chol advoisem, my idiot stumin, why dafke if it's stumin, or for Rosh, if you specify where the money is going to, it should be able to be used now that you can no longer use a chatas, and it's left over from a nedir, it should be able to be used to buy in the dovers. Amar Rava says Rava before Roshim leMatzah. I mean, nobody Rosh Lakish says that. Nobody Rosh Lakish will agree with our Mishnah that even though you specify that this money should go for a chatas, and even though we have a pasuk lechol nidreim lechol advice, that lechayda tells you leftover veneder should go to dover, but not when you specify the chatas because of another pasuk we had from Rabbi Shmuel. Pasuk to Rabbi Shmuel already learned from another pasuk where it says rak. It says only but. Now, what does this but come to tell you? Rak kotshecha, your kotshe mashayil lecha, that will be to you. Unadorecha and your nedarim. It says that in the nedarim you should lift it and bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. So what do you mean? What do you mean? But only the kotshe. So and what are we trying to include? What are we trying to exclude? So we say, to tell you to bring it to the base of English, you need a pasuk to tell you that your kabbonis you should bring to the base of English. In Parshat Eidah, we know that you bring your kabbonis. The whole Vayikra is talking about you bring kabbonis to the base of English. So what's he including here? We're talking not about the original carbon that you set aside. We're talking about the vlodik kachim, the kodesh you set aside in the first place, had a child. Or to Urasim, you exchange it. So that was a next generation. Hakosim medaver. What? Now you should bring it matakonos. So what should you do with these kabbonis? So the pasuk says, you should lift it, tisa, uvosalamak, and bring it to the place. Ashiv chashem shem will choose. Yep. Yochala, and also the puzzle of the rock, but that and nothing else. We'll soon see what the nothing else is. Yochala would have thought, yal, the base of Chidah. Okay, you bring them to the base of Migdash, but what should you do once you get there? But you shouldn't, since they're not the original carbon, don't bring them to the carbon. So what you do, don't feed them, don't give them to drink. Eventually they should die. Therefore, then it says later on the pasuk, the next pasuk it says, bring up your oil.
That's the equivalent of Tashlichu Yam HaMelech, isn't it?
That's what we would have thought. I set aside a carbon. This animal is a carbon. That animal had a baby. I didn't make the animal a carbon, so I would have thought the original animal goes a carbon. The baby you have to bring to Shlanko is holy, but what do you do with it? Let it die. That's what we would have thought. So the pasuk, therefore, the next pasuk says, Vasisa oil, you should make an oil out of it. Habasav Adam. In other words, what's the pasuk trying to tell you? That even the vladis and even the tmura,
the same with the carbon.
Just like you did in the original, you do with the tmura. Just like you did the original, you do with it with the kids. Fine. So Yochel, I would have thought, okay, just like by an oile by a shlami, we say it includes the tmura and the vlad. Yochel, I would have thought, av vlad chatas ut tmuras ashukay. Just like by an oil shlami, you tell me, he passes on to the children and to the offspring. And to the tamura, maybe the same thing should be by a chattis, by an osham, that should also pass on to the vlad and to the tamura. Tamalimah rak, that's where the word rak comes in. Rak comes to negate, it comes to chattis, an osham, the vlad, the tamura, that you cannot bring up in the base of English, and that you let it die. And we'll see later how it goes. That's Rabbi Shmuel's words. So what is Rabbi Shmuel's words about? This pasuk clearly comes to add from the word Iraq that a karma chattis, you let it die. So when you have left over from your neder, this woman who had left over, if she specified this money going to karma chattis, you can't just say, okay, let's bring it as an oil or as a shlami. You can't do that. You have to throw it Yal Melech. Mashenka, if it's all included, so it's not specified, then we have the pasuk L'cholni D'nei Cholni Vais and tell you that what, that you can bring karbonis nedov out of it. That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Comes along Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "No, when it comes to Asham, I don't need that. When it comes to Asham, I don't need this pasuk rak to tell you that an Asham. Five lines to the bottom. I don't need by the pasuk rak to tell you that an Asham's kids don't get brought up and let it die. Hari Oimer, when it comes to an Asham, the pasuk says you should bring it amizbech. Asham who? It is an Asham. We're talking about an Asham. Why is it tell to say this is an Asham? To tell you that what?" That it says they should remain the way it is, only the way it is. So therefore, if you have a vlad, if you have a tmura, you cannot bring it as an osham. So I don't need the pasuk rak to tell you that the offspring don't get passed on. The word osham, who I learned it out. So what do I need the pasuk rak? Only for chattis. Yochel, I would have thought, yal on the base of chida. Let's go back now to, let's analyze now the whole braisa. That's the braisa. Yeah, Yochel, I would have thought that Yalal b'chida. We said chachila. We would have thought, okay, now that we know that we include the vlad osham from the pasuk, the kachecha sheyilucha derecha tisa, you should bring base of megiddo but let it die. Yalal b'chida. These manim and mayu mazur shoshimuzu tamalayim, and therefore you tell me a pasuk of asisa el asechad. No, we learn out that you bring the vlad and tumur of oil shlamim as a carbon. Amai, what do I need that pasuk for? Once you have a special pasuk to tell me that a vlad chatos does not get brought out, so therefore, automatically, no, but all other kabbonis, you do bring it as a carbon. Havlad chatos with the gemina b'misa, only the vlad of a chatos, you let it wander around until it dies. So obviously, all other kabbonis, you bring it up as a carbon. What do I need the pasuk of rakotchecha to teach you that? The gemara, no, ilav kro. If not for the pasuk, I would have thought that all animals died. There's a difference between chatos and all other animals. How I would have thought, vlad chatos, you let it die b'chol makom, wherever you want it to be. Sorry. All other children of Kachim, all other spring, also you let it die. But we, first you bring it to the base of English, you let it die in the base of English. Had it not been for the pasuk of Rav Kachecho to teach you to know that you bring the base of English and, well, see, so he brings the carbon. The base of Chida. I would say you bring it to the base of English, let it die there. Kvashlon Deloy, come teach you that you don't, that no. That all other kabbandas you bring to Beis Hamikdash and Vasisa Elasecha, the vlad of an oilin, the vlad of a shlamim, you actually bring on the mizbech. Okay, Yochel Tani, I would have thought you said before Yochel. I would have thought af vlad chatzis b'lozkein. Then the Mishmar says I would have thought just like when oilin shlamim, the vlad, the offspring, get brought into Beis Hamikdash, so too by a chatzis and Hashem. So therefore, you bring the pasuk rak only. Only these two, only Shlomim and not Chattas and Oshem. Tamalem Rak. Why do I need a Pasik? Hilchasa Gemidola. Don't we have a Lachem of Sinai that Vlad Chattas Lemisa Oza? We have a Lachem of Sinai that only a Vlad Chattas, that a Vlad Chattas is Lemisa. So what do I need a Pasik? Tell me the Pasik Rak comes to tell you that the offspring of a Chattas gets killed. What do I need a pasuk for? It's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that the five chatois that die, if the owner, you know, is dead or the owner already had a kapara and so on. So over here also, so I have a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. What do I need a pasuk for? So you're right. The whole pasuk, the entire pasuk is, the pasuk comes from Hashem. And that's, and Rabbi Akiva argue, Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't need a pasuk for Hashem, because he says Hashem, who tells you that? But according to Rabbi Shmuel, we don't need a pasuk for chatz because that's a lachem. You see that we need it for an asham, the offspring of an asham. You don't bring it to the Beis Hamikdash; you let it die. Freddy Gemara, asham nami hechazik mirla. Don't we have a lachem? It teaches us a rule that kol she'ilu bechatz mesa, any animal, the five different kinds of chatois that we let it wander about until it dies. But asham roya, by asham you don't bring it to the Beis Hamikdash either. You let it wander about. So Ella, you're right. Of all we have, why do we deposit rak for chatas and for Hashem? So what do you deposit for? We don't have halacha Moshe Sinai. No, imich had only been halacha Moshe Sinai. Had been able to thought hilchos halacha Moshe Sinai. V'yakrive lo lechayv lev leklum. If it had been halacha Moshe Sinai, I would have thought that's halacha Moshe Sinai. But if he did it, okay, Allah Rishina says you don't have to bring a carbon, let it wander about and die. But if he did bring it up a carbon, I did nothing wrong. Okay, I didn't have to bring it as a carbon. Maybe I didn't have to bring it as a carbon.
We're saying that it should be put to death.
Wander about till it gets a moon.
Yeah, and then it's.
Yeah, but you don't starve it. Not a chatas, you starve it, you accelerate its death. By a regular animal, you let it wander about and one day it'll die. No, because even Allah Rishina, I would have thought, okay, you don't bring a chatas on the vlad of a chatel at Hashem. But if you did, nishgefelach, kamash lakra, by saying rak, only an oil and only a shlum you bring as a carbon. And we learn now from the chatel as you don't, the imakiv lekoim lasei, again, nasei, you're even a say as well. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rechavei mebeid by the two dots. Yeah. We're looking for your emotion. Where are we? Okay. So Rabbi Shmuel came along. Bekitze, we learned so far, was a machlekes of Yechanan and Shlokish. When it says in the Mishnah, if the woman's ned nazir was completely undone, then if she set aside money and it's stam, didn't specify where the money is going, then you take all that money and you buy kabonis oile shlomel gomes bech. But if she specified, then the money that she specified, rechatas, you have to throw in yamamelech. The other money, use in a dava. So he asked the question, even if she didn't specify, somewhere in that money is chatas money. How do you do that? So Biechen says, halachim hashem sinai, and Ishlaki says that we actually have a pasik. It says in the pasik, in the dorim, and the davas that tell you any leftover money from your dorim goes to your davas. So then we ask a question, then why should there be a difference between whether you specified or you didn't specify? If the pasuk says clearly in the darim, in the davis, any leftover money from the darim, that was if nuz is an edit, it goes to the davis. So who cares if she specified chattas? Now you don't need it anymore, let it go to the davis. So we answer because of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel brought this pasuk rak. He brought this pasuk that rak kochecha to teach from there that the vlad and the tamura of an asham and oile get brought in his bech. But the vlad and the tamura of an asham and of a chattas and an asham do not get brought in his bech. So it comes to teach you also, this pasuk rak teaches you that the leftover chattas, if he specified it, will not be brought in his bech as an oile dove. And that's why even by nazir, it cannot be brought up in the mizbech. Okay, that's basically what we learned. Now, Rabbi Kiva said he doesn't understand why you need a pasuk rak for the asham. Maybe for the chattas you need it, not for the asham. Because the asham says, asham who? says the pasuk Ashram, who it is an Ashram, to tell you that only the Ashram is brought, and not the Vlad, and not the Vlad or the Tumur. So this is Rabbi Gemara now. We're analyzing Rabbi Kiva. So two dots on base. Rabbi Kiva, Oymer, Ein Tzadik, Hari Oymer, Ashram, who Bava Asiye. L'chayde, Lama Likra, why do you need a pasuk Ashram, who? To tell you that the Ashram does not only the Ashram, but not the Vlad and the Tumur. Gemara, Gemidalan, isn't that Allah, what you see now? Kol Shebechatas, Mesa, we had before, anywhere, the five different Chatois, that you accelerate his death because you let it die because of the owner died or because you had a kapara and so on, is by Asham Roye. What you, so by a chattas you accelerate the death, you don't feed it and all that. And by a Asham you let it wander about till it contracts a mum. Is Hachinami, same thing here. So why do we need a pasuk Asham Hu? Since we have a pasuk for a chattas from the word right here, from Rak, that excludes chattas automatically with no Asham. Because whatever happens to chattas happens to Asham. Why do you need a pasuk Asham Hu? Says Gemara, Hachinami, you're right. V'chi asa kra, you know why you need a pasuk Asham Hu? For Rav's din. What's Rav's din? Namar Abun Rav, Asham shenitik l'riya. An Asham that, for example, that was changed from what its original purpose was. It was cut off from its original purpose was. For example, the tmur of an Asham, of an Asham, as Rashi says in other places, like Asham over 2 years old, and so on and so forth. V'shachtu l'shem oyla. Once the Asham is no longer correct, for example, too old, and so on. And then you shecht it for the wrong carbon instead of being an usher. If you shecht an usher for the wrong carbon, you can use it. It's nothing worth. But if you shecht an usher that already needed to anyway, that was set aside for as different than the original purpose was, and then you go ahead and bring an oil, kosher is kosher. It's kosher. So time, the only reason why it's kosher is the nitik, because since anyway it was removed from its original place. But if, let's say, the usher would not have been a change from its original whatever it's supposed to be, loy, and you brought us an oiler, then taka we be possible. Well, how do we know that? That's what you need to ask Ashamu. Ashamu does not tell you the Vlad of an Asham or the Tmur of an Asham you shouldn't bring. Yeah, that we learn from Chattas. We need Ashamu to tell you that if you took this animal and you brought it for another carbon, nothing happened. Because sometimes you learn, you know, if you learn to take a shlamim, a pesach, a shlamim exchange, it's related to something.
So here, an
Asham that's going to be nitak. Yeah, that is nitak. Nitak is 1 to 2 years old.
Yeah,
is nitak.
Yeah, okay, but nitak means that you're not actually putting it out in the field.
Get it removed. There's a few times that Rashi brings a number of pshat here with nitak. Nitak is either you gave it to a shepherd. In other words, you took it away from the base of the shepherd. Or nitik means it's over 2 years old, which it shouldn't be used as an usher. Something happened here to the usher that changed the state. Once you do that, then if you change the carbon, it's all right. Let's go back to the Gemara. Amamar, Rabbi Yechonah said before that even though including the money the woman set aside, she didn't specify what's what. There's chattas money in there. You said halacha ibn nazir. You said this is a halacha by nazir. What? That's that. Even though the chattas money included, because you didn't specify it, you're allowed to use entire money for the dover. Not like the mishloki learned from the pasuk da'kotchecha, but from halacha moshe sinai. It sounds like it's only by nazir. Let me ask a question. We find it elsewhere as well. The suleka no other dinim. The hatanya. Didn't we learn v'shar chayove kainin shebetoyde? All those people who are chayiv to bring the pair of a noyle and a shlamim, the chayiv, let's say birds. For example, a bird that you're rich and you're poor, depending how rich you are. So if you're rich, you bring an animal. If you're poor, you bring birds. You bring a pair, a set of birds, or your lettuce, whatever. Or a metzeda. Shefrishu mois lekinei. They set aside money for this pair of pigeons or doves. Rutzel, and what happened was, became rich. Okay, what happened was, it became rich. So now they have to bring a new carbon animal. What do they do with that money that they set aside for these birds? Yeah, they set one aside for a chattas, and they set one aside for an oila.
You added to the new one.
So we'll see what it says. Behen chattas behem yavi. One, you can take the entire pool of money and bring a carbon chattas with it. Oila's behem yavi. One, you take the entire pool of money and use it for an oila. But how can you? Isn't it included? Mm-hmm. You set aside $100 for two birds. One bird will be a chattas, one will be an oila. You didn't specify what's what. So now that you're not using them anymore because you're rich and you have to bring proper animals and you have animals in your flock, so you just bring those animals. What do you do with this money? So we have a choice. It's up to you.
If the animal is called
cost 500, you take the
100. But you didn't. You already have animals. You bring it out, you already have it. So what do you do now with the money? You don't need the money. What do you do now with the money set aside for the birds? So with that money, we're saying you can either use entire money for a chattas and the entire money for an oila. The question is, how can you use entire money for an oila?
If you pledged both.
Yeah, there's money for chattas sitting in that pool. So lechayde must be because it's included, because it's not specified, you're allowed to use it. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? It's a halachah only by nozir. That says the money isn't specified, even though it's included, you can use that for a carbon oiler. Same thing here by Mitzrayim. Rotzal mechatzes behemi yavi mess. What happens if he died? V'hoyu le'mayistumin yiblun davar. And what if he died? Now you don't need a chattas at all. What do you do then with the money? Entire money goes to Nadova. This chattas money included there. So obviously this din is not a din necessarily limited only to Nazir. Anywhere where you have two kabbanas and you set aside, to say the one chiv brings on two kabbanas and you set aside money to fulfill that one chiv, you can use an entire pool of money for Nadova. See what you write. Tana Rabbi Yechanan said halachah for Nazir, but he meant the chayav ekenin the domle. Anything which is similar. What makes it similar? Because they both are one chiv. Nazir is one chiv, and that one chiv brings on all these kabbanas. By mitzayda, it's one chiv, and that one chiv brings on all of these kabbanas. Ulafuke, this comes to the gate. Rabbi Yechanan says halachah for Sinai, who ilcheida sounds like only Nazir, and we're not. We're not. Ilcheida Cain is the same thing. Lafuki Tanya, to negate the following case. The time we learned, let's say somebody ate tray for fat, and he's kayyim a carbon chatas. And he said, "Harei olai oile." He says, "I'll bring a carbon adava." Now, the truth of the matter is, I'm chayyim a chatas. But apart from that, separately, he was in a good mood. He said, "You know what? I'm going to bring a carbon oile as a donation to the base of English." So now he has two chiyuvim, but the two chiyuvim are not related to each other. There's a chiyuv of chatas chaylev and there's a chiyuv of oilev. It's not one chiyuv that brings on these two kabbanas. Two separate reasons. The hifrish mois, he set aside mois. Vomit, he said, hare elu l'chayvasi. He said, this money is to fulfill my obligations, but he didn't specify which is the chatas, which is the oilev. Ratza lovi v'chat behem aloyavi. Oy behem aloyavi. Now he's stuck. He cannot bring a chatas behem. Nor could he bring an oilev with his money. Because he said this is my obligation, and the money that we don't know what's what, and included that chattas, but the chattas money you can't use as an oiler because chattas is limited to chattas, and the oiler money can't bring the chattas because an adava you can't bring chattas and adava, so you're stuck because you didn't specify $500 for oiler, $500 chattas. You just said here's $1,000, just to fulfill my obligations. So now we don't know how much the money was, so you can't use it at all. Mace, he died. He had mixed money. Here you have to throw Yamela.
Even though you know the sum of it is
exactly. Before, yeah. I, by Nazim, said before, you can use the whole money, the entire money for the Karbonis of Dover. That's what Rabbi Yechon is trying to say. By Nazir, and the same thing is by Mitzayda, one Chiyah brings you both Karbonis. So therefore, you can we can bring entire lot as an Dover. That's a lachem mishina. Here, there's two disparate chiyuvim, and therefore it's all mixed together. You can't use one thing or not.
So, in other words, if a nazir who's tomei and before he's toil, he says, I'm setting this money aside for the chiyuvim that I've got as a nazir, he can use it either for his tumah kabbalis or for his tare kabbalis, because he said I'm doing it for my chiyuvim as a nazir. But as could a nazir, be, he's got two sets of kabbalis. He's got the tare ones, and he's got the one.
Yeah, could well be. Okay, I think we'll stop here. Mm-hmm. Thank you.